Took a tumble.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Well, you're awake. Yeah, are you awake? Okay, cool. What do I got in my hand?
Stick.
A stick. Yeah, yeah. Kind of. It's not just a stick. It's a
A vine.
A vine. Yeah, it's actually a piece of a vine. And I know some of the adults heard this lesson in their Sunday school this morning, but it goes quite well with the lesson that we're sharing today in the words of Jesus. This is a part of a grapevine, okay? In my yard, I have lots of grapevines, and that's something new for me, by the way. I've never grown grapes before. And actually, you know what? I'm not growing grapes now. God's doing all that. God placed his grapevines in that yard through another one of his faithful servants, and I'm just lucky enough to be there to watch them grow. But what about this grapevine here? Is this grapevine going to grow any grapes?
No, it's dead.
It's dead. Well, that's a shame, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. No, it's not going to grow any more grapes. It could have, you know, if it got left alone a few months ago, it could have. This was actually attached to the grapevines in my yard, and the grapevines were growing up and up where they were getting too bushy, and when they get like that, you have to trim them, because if they get too bushy, they're not going to grow good grapes. The vine's not going to be very healthy, so you have to clip away part of it every now and then. What would it take for this vine here to grow grapes?
Nothing.
Oh, I bet this vine could grow grapes again if God wanted it to. You know that? God could cause this vine to grow grapes again. Okay. There's nothing you or I can do. We can't do that. We've clipped this. It's separated from the grapevine. It no longer gets water from the grapevine. It no longer gets has leaves to gather the sunlight to make food for it. We throw it on the pile, and it's just going to shrivel up and go away. But if God wanted to, God could make grapes grow from this vine. God can cause things that are dead to come back to life. You know, he did that with Jesus. We're celebrating the season of Easter. And Jesus, we know, died on the cross. But God raised him from the dead. Okay? And since God raised Jesus from the dead, and since we are part of Jesus through our baptism, we're connected to Jesus, God will raise us from the dead too. If God wanted to, he could make grapes and leaves and all that come from this piece of vine again. He could. But God will make us live again. Once we die, God will make us live again through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in the meantime, we vines, you know, we're going to hear about being vines and branches and all. In the meantime, you know, in our lives, there's things that we need to do, like this grapevine here. We had to trim away some of the branches so it would grow healthy. There's things in our lives that we need to trim away so we grow healthy. And those things are sinful behaviors. So when we remember Jesus, we try to follow his example. We try to follow the things he teaches us to do. And so we get rid of those things that are harmful to us, and we grow strong and true, and we bear fruit like this vine used to, until that day when Jesus calls us to his kingdom forever. You think you can do that? You think you can try to live according to the way Jesus would teach us how to live, so that we could bear fruit for his kingdom, tell other people, and so other people will want to come hear the words of Jesus? Do you think you can do that? I think you can. I think you can. I'll tell you what. Let's pray that Jesus would make us strong, that we would stay connected to the vine that is our Lord Jesus, and that we could grow strong, we could bear fruit, until that day when he calls us to live with him in his kingdom, okay? Let's pray. And gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that you have raised him from the dead, you so will raise us. In the meantime, Lord, help us to stay true to his teaching, to do the things he would have us do, so that we could tell others about your goodness and your grace that comes through him. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we'll see you next week.